On Toysis.
Namazan Amalf. Tosos Harei Tevila and the Patachamur. The Torah, the Tal Torah.
Okay. Zok the Tal Torah. Let's go inside. He brings Toysis, yeah. Dibbe Toysis to Muin. Da Yoid Lekeach Ein Rai Klal. The Ganman Doma Orla, the Oime, the Doraisa, Moidabazet. The Kakaloch, the Command of Lamdches, Ukhavratoma Bezep and Yeshua. Both the Peneshua, the Vishash, they ask the Kasha. Toys wants to bring a ride that amishes the Rabbanan. So he brings it because you see, Orla, it says Yorid Velekeach. Now, if you look well at the Sugya Lamed Chesem in days, number one, it's clear that it's a machlekes, whether Orla is the right to the Rabbanan. And each Shman the Omer has a way of learning that Mishnah. Right? They both have to learn that Mishnah. So from Yorid Velekeach, I don't have a ride in either direction. More than that, I just want to add, and I think the Nusach of Bnei Yeshua is, if anything, Yorid Velekech is more mashma d'oraisa, because the Mishnah distinguishes between Yorid Velekech and Yorid Velekech. So there are ways, the man number says that the Rabbanan has to learn Yorid Velekech d'Rabbanan too. But I'm just saying, if, number one, it's machlokes how to learn it, and number two is, if you had to pick one of the Lashonis, he's dafka picking the one, so he says, which is more mashma d'oraisa than the Rabbanan. Yorid Velekech is the kula, not Yorid Velekech. So it's totally depending on the machlokes, what do you bring a raya from? And not only that, if he wanted the Bnei Yeshua adds, if he wanted to bring a raya, that Amish is talking about the Rabbanan, bring Kilayim. Kilayim, there's no machlekes at all. Kilayim is a Gabaldic raya. No one's going to argue with you. So number one, why bring Arlo when you could have bought Kilayim? And number two, the raya you're bringing for Arlo is not a raya b'chlal. It's a machlekes. And even, and more than that, if I had to pick which mashmoyis Yorid Velekech has, I would say it's more of a midrash tikka mashmoyis. Whereas Yorid Velekech Lekech is the Rabbana. So what's going on? That's the kasha the Echronim were asking. So he has a mahalach here, which that's what he says. I don't know what he says. The Efshir. The Kavanosim, what Toysis means, L'chayra, B'lav Ochim Muchach, the Tana Choshev Nami, the Rabbana Mikilai. Oh. So he starts off, Enichinami. Toysis knew that anyway we have a riot to the Derabanan, we have a riot that the Mishnah is talking about the Derabanans from Kilayim. The Kulam of the Vishavim, everybody agrees Kilayim is the Derabanan. The Chutz La'aretz. Become Bazeh here, Pnei Yeshua, Pnei Yeshua asks that Kasha too. Because of the Pnei Yeshua writes, the Yesh Loim with the Kilayim, Hainu Arkovas Ilan David the Raisa. Pnei Yeshua answers the Kasha by saying, because since there might be a possibility of a different type of Kilayim, Arkovas Ilan. There's different forms of Kilayim. So since some forms are the Raisa, that's why Tais doesn't want to bring a Raya.
But the Raisa in Chutz La'aretz?
I guess even in Chutz La'aretz. That's what Pnei Yeshua was answering, I think. Yeah. Kavas Ilum. That's Pnei Yeshua answers. We saw it the other day, I think. But Pnei Yeshua says Tais does not want to bring a Raya from Kilayim because when the Gemara says later on, Kilayim is the big Soifrin. It could be one type of Kilayim, but a different type of Kilayim could be Doraisa. That's what Bnei Yeshua says, yeah.
There's different types of
how he knows Kilayim. That? How he knows that I'm not... could be the Sugi later on discusses it. That's how he knows it, Taka. Yeah, we just didn't get there yet. The Sugi later on discusses different types of Kilayim. So the Chayra comes out from there that there's one of them which is... Yeah. Lamed Tesem and Aleph. It says over there, it says, I, how can it say Kilayim is Nibir Soifrim? It brings a raya from a different place that is Minat Torah. And it answers, one somewhat Kilayah Karen, one somewhat Achavas HaIlon. Yeah, very good. It's a Gemara later on. So Bnei Yeshua is saying that the reason Toysim didn't want to bring a raya from Kilayim is because even though the Kilayim of the Mishnah over there with Arlo, it says Midibir Soifrim, and Rashi brings also Midibir Soifrim, we see from the Gesugah later on there is a type of Kilayim, which is the Raisa, right? The Risayim is Kilaya Kerem. You plant the Zera, the Zorayim next to the Kerem. And Achavas Ilan is Dora. And that's their abundance. But Achavas Ilan is Dora. So that's what Toysim would bring a Raya from there. Okay. So how does that help us with our Kasha? How does it help us with the Kasha that Toysim...
Now we can more understand why he's focusing on Orla.
Right, but we still have to answer that the Raya is bringing up Marla. Oh, so let's see. Bahashta, so he's going with Bnei Yeshua's Teretz to that Kasha. Now he wants to use that to come back answer our Kasha, Rishash's Kasha. Bahashta, now you're talking, it could be like this. the Kavanah is Taisis. So Taisis means to say is. Dim name of the Kilayim Hainu Chavas Ilan. If the Kilayim of our Mishnah is a Chavas Ilan, the Araisa, Su Mukach, then I have a Raya, the Arla Medivis Seifim, that Arla is the Rabban. Why? The Haka Choshev Arla Vikilayim, because our Mishnah says Arla Vikilayim. And it should have said Kilayim first. Because the way the Mishnah works is the more Chomer one it says first. Right? So Kilayim's Doraisa, it should have come first. Even if Arla would be Doraisa in Kutzlaritz, Melach and Moshe Messina, according to that Shita, even so, Kilayim would be more Chomer. Why? Because Arla, even if it's the Raisa, we see that there's a din that you're allowed to be Yorid v'lekayach. Because that's the halacha. Remember we saw the other day in the Gemara? The Gemara says that is the halacha of Moshe Sinai, the Sveika Mutter. Built into the halacha of Moshe Sinai, that's what Ula said over there. Because Gemara asked on Ula, if it's the Raisa, how can you say Sveika Mutter in Chutzlaritz if it's the Raisa? She said, no, that was the halacha of Moshe Sinai. That a suffix is also in Eretz Yisrael, and a suffix is mutter in Chutz La'aretz. Right? But by a kavas ha'ilon, which is a regular doraisa, the sveika is also. So he's saying, if the kilayim of our Mishnah is a kavas ha'ilon, like the Pnei Yeshua was answering, and that's why Taisa didn't want to bring it as a raya that the Mishnah is amad derabanan, well then the Mishnah would be out of order because. Because number one, maybe Arla is derabanan, and number two, even if Arla is deraisa, it's a deraisa with the kula built in. It's a deraisa that we're making on the suffix in Chutz La'aretz. So therefore, he says, since the derech HaMishnah is to go from chomer to kal, it should have said kilayim and then Arla. That's what he's built. That's what he's setting up, right? So therefore, what? Va'korch. It must be so that the Mishnah holds the Arla Derabanan. Umishum Hachi Akakmil Kilayim, the Mills Derabanan Chaviva Leitfei, the Akhtme, Kidis of Rashashana that you base, to the Fahmin Maknam Derabanan, the Raisa of Chaviva Le Mills Derabanan. Avaligam Arla Deraisa Mil Kamashim Sinai, and Kain Idol the Tan locked in Kilayim Arla. Wow. He's saying, What? The Kiddush Tikkun Things. He's saying like this. In order to deal with the Pnei Yeshua's kasha of why Tosfos didn't bring a raya from Kilayim that the Mishnah is Derabanan, we have to say that this is the Raisa Kilayim. This is the Kilayim of Rachovas Ha'ilon, which the Gemara says later is the Raisa. Fine. In Kain, we have a question. Why does Arla come before Kilayim? Even if Arla is the Raisa, Halacha Moshe Sinai, it's a more Makel the Raisa. We see that. Because nichlal in the halacha which Messina is that you should be made that suffik lekula in Chutz La'aretz, which is a kula in the daraisa. So the daraisa of kilayim is more chomer than the daraisa of arlo. So why'd you put arlo first? Teretz must be only one thing. That there's a different svara called mils derabanan chavivin that the Gemara uses in certain places that it dafka put the derabanan for the daraisa because of the chavivus of the derabanan, the chavivus of the derabanans. So Mamela, since Tarsus understood that the climb of the Mishnah could be the Raisa Kilayim, Mamela, the only way it would make sense to put Arla before it is Dafka if we're talking about Arla Derabanan. Because Adirab, if we Arla Deraisa, it's more of a Mikkel Deraisa. More Mikkel Deraisa should come after Kilayim. The only reason to put it first is Dafka because Chaviv and Derabanan. So Taisus knew it was Arla Derabanan. Vimkein, if that's true, Akapana Mukach Datana, Datana Kachoshev Nami Derabanan, Dah Choshev Kilayim. So Mele Taisus is saying like this: Taitz is saying, I can prove, that's the word. Taitz is saying, I can prove it mimonabshach, Taitz is saying. I can prove in the Mishnah Derabbanan mimonabshach. What does mimonabshach mean? It says like this. Why? So Taitz, he said, this is a Taitz really meant. This is mamish, gewaldig. I mean, it's all, you know, kedushim. Taitz doesn't say any of this, but the logic is gewaldig. He says, Taitz is meant like this. Number one, let's start with the simple. Let's start, what our kasha was, start simply. Kilayim. Kilayim is the biggest rat according to everybody. She says, that's what Tosis means. I can prove the mission is there at bottom because it says Kilayim. That was the starting point of Tosis. You'll ask on me, v'im name it Kilayim, I know a chavas Yilun. Maybe there's no rai from Kilayim. Maybe Kilayim is a chavas Yilun and it's a Doraisa. Im Kain, shuv mukhim to Arli Darbanan. So if that's true, then I have a rai that Arli is Darbanan. If the Kilayim is there a bun on, then maybe the oil is there a raisa. But if you're going to tell me, and therefore I have a raya from the Kilayim that the Mishnah talking about their abundance. But if you're going to tell me the Kilayim is there a raisa, and then I have this whole cheshbin of, if it's a raisa, how could oil come first? And the only answer to that is because Chaviv is there a bun on. Yeah. So then I have a raya from oil that oil is there a bun on. Because if not, listen to Kilayim and Kredim, which is the Kilayim first. Oh man, the soiva arla lacham mishum esinai, soiva be'em is kilayim. But the very soivrim, they the lacham mishum esinai the chomer tvei. Right, and the one who holds arla is the right lacham mishum esinai. He'll have to hold that the kilayim of our mishnah is the rabbanon. V'im ken kachoshim kilayim the very soivrim. Well, the man dem arla rojina kilayim, who kilayim name the akavas ilon, is a leisa. And if you hold all those, you can't hold kilayim as doraisa because then we talk about out of order. V'im name the kilayim hanor kavo, but filo akim dey lor lemuchmuk akdol b'devisoyfim derech katan laktim lepam devisoyfim akabani memanim shach the rise memanim shach oy mikilayim oy me or lemuchach the tanik akolshem devisoyfim. Unbelievable. He's saying the toys that rise memanim shach like this. Our whole kasha was once toys is being arrived from orla havdei. Hooray, it's a machloikas. Oil is a machloikas. Kilayim, everyone holds a different cipher. What's going on? So he says, and Yeshua told us that there's no right in Kilayim because there's also a Kilayim that's Doraisa. Okay. So so what do you bring a right from oil? Oil is a machloikas. It's a machloikas. So he says like this, Gevaldik. Taisa's right was Mimonabshach. Taisa's saying, I have a raya in either direction. Why? The Masavi's raya is Kilayim. Kilayim is the Rabban. Yeah? Yeah? Aye, but maybe Kilayim is the Oraisa, and if you don't have a raya. Okay. But if Kilayim is the Oraisa, yeah, then why is Orla coming before Kilayim? Even if Orla is the Oraisa, it's a weaker Oraisa. So it's out of order. A weaker Oraisa should not become before Kilayim.
When you do
two derisas, right, you have to go more chomer first. So the only answer could possibly be it's taka derabanan, and now we have a special svara that derabanan that you see from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara is more, the rabbanan is more chomer, so you put them first. Right, I the mandomar orla is derisa, that mandomar, he'll have to learn the kilayim is derabanan, because otherwise it's taka out of order. So Mimanam Shaki, Taisa is saying either Mandom you go with, I have a raya. That's what Taisa is saying.
But if according to the Lord, there is all of their raisa.
Yeah.
If you ask Kilayim is there a bun on, then right. What about the Chavir?
Yeah.
If there a bun is
why is my
why,
what?
Why would Kilayim be first then?
Yeah, according to him, you have to say he's not going with that svar.
So these are not like hard and fast rules.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
These are like you could. In order
you have to,
your,
yeah, yeah. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying.
Because
he's saying this is the only way it can make sense. Because otherwise you're stuck, right? Meaning he's saying mimonavshach. If you're the man to Amar Orel is Alach Moshe Mesinai, then it can't be that would go before Kilayim Daraisa. It can't be. It must be Kilayim is the Rabbanan. There's a svarot of saying Rabbanan Chavav. You're right. He's not holding that svarot. But if you're the man to Amar Orel is the Rabbanan, so then faket, then Kilayim is Daraisa. Right? Or Kalayim at least could be the Raisa. Could be the Raisa.
Built around what should be before what.
Yeah, 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 I know, but if you're the Manda Omar, if you're the Manda Omar or the Raisa, then you have no choice but to say Kalayim is the Rabban, otherwise it's. Meaning,
otherwise it's
the fact that it has to list it more chomer to more kal, that must be.
It could be put into equal things.
No, but they're not equal. It's not equal. We know it's not from the halachas.
Orla
is a built-in kula. We know that. So according to the mandamah that the orla and the mishas deraisa, you're going to have to say kilayim is only derabanan. That means he's suspending the rule of chaviv and derabanan. Yeah, because that you're right. That sort of chaviv and derabanan, there's room to say one mandamah would go with it, one mandamah wouldn't. In a kinam, you have to say. Yeah. So Tais is saying the mandamah shechayv raya. If you hold Arla Daraisa, my Raisa is Kilayim. And if you hold that the Mishnah means Kilayim Daraisa, and if I have no Raya from there, then my Raisa is Arla.
He doesn't say that. He only says
the Arla part. El Kanami. That's the problem. That's all the Echren were asking. You're right. Right. He's saying Machudish Dika things to answer it. He's saying that. The Shash didn't say it. I don't think Bnei Yeshua said it. They didn't say it.
I don't think
anyone gets terutz. Shachar, I don't think you said a terutz.
You obviously need to be quite bold to make a terutz. The terutz has very far reaches.
Yeah. You have to be
quite bold.
Yeah, okay. Well, the Tal Torah is saying a creative terutz. The Tal Torah. Again, the kasha was, Arla is the machlaikas. The words in the Mishnah are machlaikas. What are you proving from Arla? The answer is you're right, it's a machlaikas. But the rai is really marshach. Because if Arla is the Raisa, then the Kilayim of our Mishnah is the Rabbanan. Because otherwise it's out of order. And if the Kilayim of our Mishnah is the Raisa, then the Arla of our Mishnah is the Rabbanan, because otherwise it's out of order. And he needs to come out to the Svara, that Chaviv and Rabbanan, that they go first. And the Raya is Mimonim Shoch. You hear that?
When Rashi says...
Okay, we don't have...
When Rashi says that Arla is Halacha was from Sinai...
Rashi quotes the Gemara later. It's halacha. Halacha is a machlekes, is what that means.
What that means.
Yeah.
Minhag.
Yeah. But Rashi is mashma, though. You're right. But Rashi quotes that Kilayim is the Risoifim. Rashi is definitely mashma that he's learning the Mishnah is not the Harkoba Sa'ilah.
Right, that's right. He's saying it's the Rabban.
And the Chinami. So Rashi could learn that, in the Chinami. His own toysis.
Minhag and the Rabban, so they're both.
His own toysis, yeah.
They're both, according to Rashi, the Rabban. This doesn't work.
Well, no, but Rashi, the Arla is... I mean, Rashi doesn't say. Rashi just quotes the Gemara later, so...
Arla is Machlokes. That
Rashi left that open. Rashi left that open. Rashi left that open. He didn't...
Right?
Tights only needed
to answer. They all don't work together. That's Baruch. Wow. They don't all work together. You can't say this whole thing and understand Rashi.
No, Rashi not going... Rashi is quoting the Gemara. He's not going into any of this. Rashi, Tosfos needed this because he was answering up a kasha that he had. I'm saying Rashi, just quotes the Gemara. That's all he does. I'm saying he's not. Fine, Gavaldi. Adkan the Tal Torah. Now we have to go weiter. Really? I can be here on time and you can't.